Good afternoon, Luke.
Hello.
How did the vegetable plot start?
Well, there was a bit of a sort of pre-growing season for it where I had all these notions about it, what I wanted to do as a project next. I wanted to do something that was very collaborative with lots of different voices, maybe different mediums. I wanted to do something that was sort of fun and delightful and that would connect people rather than sort of making people angry, which is what the country was very angry when I started writing the vegetable plot songs. And then someone just asked me if I could do some songs for a kids project that they were working on, and I had never done that before. And then I just started writing and realized, oh, when you write for kids, you just like make a song out of the first thing that comes in your head and sort of have fun with it. And I remembered I'd had this idea about a band called The Vegetable Plot. I like the idea that when you get some vegetables together, they form a conspiracy. And I had some of the character names like Asparagus and Artichoke and Broccolini. And the songs just started coming in a flood. I spent about 6 weeks writing and wrote about 18 to 20 songs and then was a bit embarrassed to tell anyone about what I was doing at first. And then I asked a few of the key people I'd kind of written the songs for, like the singers from All Our Exes Live in Texas, they would be willing to be singing vegetable super beings. And I'm lucky that they said yes.
Yeah, it definitely is a very interesting but also quite a fun idea. How did your potential bandmates embrace the idea?
Well, I guess they were, some of them are a bit nervous, I think, at the idea of doing a kids band because not many people want to be in the Wiggles like too early in their career. I suppose that they're a bit worried that it will be a bit rubbish. But once they heard the songs, I think they got it. It took a little convincing for my friend Michael, who I made the album with, who's the producer I've been working with for a few years. He was really unsure about it at first and then kind of really came to love it and realized that we could have so much fun with it. We could put, you know, different genres of music and different sounds, and we could mess around with sound effects and create sounds in really unusual ways, and we could record a big live band, and we could also have pre-programmed stuff. And I think once everyone realized how much fun it was, they were really happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, definitely. And you did mention your veggie persona, Asparagus. How did you decide all of the vegetable related personas? How did they come to you?
I think Asparagus was one I had early on. I always thought he would be the leader. And I guess because I'm tall and thin and I've got quite spiky hair, I figured I'd be Asparagus. I'm not sure. With the girls from All Our Exes Live in Texas, I knew a few of their voices reasonably well and not so much two of them, and kind of guessed at what sort of characters they might be. And then as I got to know them, I changed some of their characters. There were quite a few people that I wrote specifically for, friends of mine, like Broccolini. I've got this friend, Aaron Houston, who plays this sort of pretty wild swampy blues under the name Daddy Longlegs. And he's got this magnificent afro. And I just thought, yeah, he's obviously going to be Broccolini. And he really nailed that.
And a key feature of the band's development was your own health issues. So how exactly has the band helped you with this aspect of your life?
Well, I always see music as a kind of, as a way of reaching out and building the community that you want to be part of. So my last big project, I guess, was doing a show that was all about living with my illness. And it ended up making me an ambassador for Crohn's and Colitis Australia and speaking at all these health conferences. And that really helped me take some very big steps with my health from a kind of pretty serious medical and surgical perspective. And then I was healthy and I'd become a dad. So I really wanted to have a project that would help me to stay healthy. So the vegetable plot was a way of reaching out to foodies and people that were eating healthy already and that were growing food and that were just interested in this kind of healthy, organic, sustainable lifestyle. And also most of my bandmates were having kids at the same time as me, and we were just getting pretty tired of being out at pubs at sort of 1 or 2 in the morning playing to people who like couldn't even stand up anymore. So I always get really obsessed with my work. So I thought whatever I'm doing with my work, it's got to also keep me healthy.
Yeah, definitely. And do you think that there's a potential for a TV show?
Oh, I hope so. Well, we do have an animated clip coming out in a couple of weeks, Spanish Onion, which is, it's almost like a little spaghetti western, you know, and it's, I really love the animation that the guy has done. So I'm hoping to develop it into something. It's quite a big task. I've got some friends who have managed to put together a kids TV show, and they told me the amount of money that they needed to raise, and it's quite terrifying. So I'm slowly pushing constantly in that direction.
Yeah, it does sound exciting. Where can we check out the rest of your music?
Well, we're at thevegetableplot.com.au. You can listen to the whole album there at the moment. And you can find The Vegetable Plot on Spotify and iTunes. And we're also on Facebook at The Vegetable Plot Band on Facebook.
Thank you so much, Luke, for joining us on the show.
Thanks, Brooke.